Welcome to the 1000 Hours Outside podcast. My name is Ginny Urich. I am the founder of 1000 Hours Outside and the host and producer of this podcast. We have something new in 2023. At the end of 2022, we recorded some community podcast episodes. That's members from the 1000 Hours Outside community who had something that they wanted to share on a podcast episode. We had hundreds of applicants, and we chose some special guests who will be joining us throughout the year. All right, here we go. Simone Nofel, welcome to the podcast.
Yay, thank you for having me. This is so exciting to be here with you.
I love it because you're in your camper, which is the coolest thing ever. That's fantastic. I've really been looking forward to this conversation because you have so many things going on. You're world schoolers and business owners. You're a children's book author with several books, a whole series. So can you take a minute and tell us about yourself, tell us about your family, and tell us where you're from?
Yes. Okay, great. Yes. So my name is Simone Nofel, and I am a world schooling mom of a toddler. And wow, we just started our adventures there. So we've had our camper van for about a year and a half now. So we've been taking trips throughout the United States. And then once my husband, he retired from the military back in spring. And so we decided to take off and start our world schooling journey in Costa Rica. So we were there for about 3 months, and then we came back here, and now we are back in the United States. And so, yeah, our journey has been really awesome. And you know, having my husband retire has really allowed me to step fully into my entrepreneurship journey and, you know, dedicate more time there. And so kind of like switching roles in our household, and that's been really fun too. So he's been now at home with our son, and now I'm fully into Hardy and Free and doing everything for my book series and also for the holistic health side of it as well.
Wow. Okay. So let's walk through. If people want to follow your world schooling, road schooling adventures, you're at ways.of.wildlings. Yes. And then tell us a little bit more about Hardy and Free. You are the CEO of Hardy and Free. What is it?
Yes. Yes. So my business, Hardy and Free, we focus on whole family holistic health. And so we want to make sure that we're not only incorporating the parents and the caregivers, but also the children, the grandparents, anybody else who might be in the household, even educators, anybody who's impacting the lives of children. Because my main philosophy is that in order to impact the next generation, we have to, as adults, first work on ourselves. And so that's a lot of what I do. And I take the lens of eco-psychology. I'm really about nature healing and how, you know, the planet needs to heal in order for us to heal and vice versa. And that kind of one goes with the other because we're all so connected. And then also part of that, my training is in applied epigeneticists. So as an applied epigeneticist, I work with lifestyle habits. And so basically it's the study of how our lifestyle choices impact and influence the way our genes are expressed. And so it's the idea that we have control over our health and our happiness, and that changing, tweaking little things here and there, we can, you know, have our optimal health and way of living. And my educational background is in behavior analysis. So I utilize some of those ABA techniques and what I do with my clients to have an easy way to cultivate those habits. And like habit formation is a big part of what I do. So, yeah.
Wow. What are some of the habits that people are trying to adopt?
So a lot of it is a lot of the work I do now with the current clients I have is a lot of mental health oriented. So like how to incorporate different mindfulness practices so that we can have first a regulated nervous system, because that's the foundation, right? If we're in fight or flight all the time, it's hard to really do anything else. So having that rest and calm nervous system is the foundation. So we do a lot of mindfulness practices like breath work and meditations. And then also a lot of times people want to tweak like their environment. So part of what I do is the environmental factors on our health. So like, you know, what chemicals are you using in your home? And if can we change them out for plant-based, non-toxic, you know, products and things like that. So we kind of have that holistic perspective on their life. So we kind of go through like an inventory of the things that they have in their house, whether it's, you know, candles that might be toxic or whatever it is, you know, soaps, different products like that. And then also, of course, like physical health, like, you know, are you getting out in the sunlight? Are you moving your body? Like, you know, what does it all consist of so that we know the different pieces to their puzzle? And it's really nice because each person is so unique. And so being able to have that, you know, one-on-one quality time with them can really help me paint the picture for what their life is like, so I could also support them on their journey.
Yeah. Wow. It's really impactful work. And you're coming up on your 1 year anniversary, correct?
Yes, yes. And it all started with my book series. So that's kind of how I got into creating my own business, because I wanted to self-publish and go that route. And so then it kind of just all unraveled from there.
Wow. Okay. So if people want to find your holistic health platform, they're looking for At Hardy and Free. And then your books are on your personal?
On both. So you'll find them on Hardy and Free as well. And also my personal, but mainly my Hardy and Free, you'll be able to find the holistic health and the book. So it's kind of a one-stop shop. So that's
easy. Okay. Well, okay. So tell us, you have a lot going on and you have a toddler and you're world schooling. And this is awesome. Tell us about the book series. It's so cool.
Yes. Oh, that's like seriously my passion. I've poured my heart into those books. So it's called Exploring the Elements, and it's a 5-part book series. It's nonfiction. So it's really meant to encourage children and families in general to connect with nature and to foster that curiosity and that wonder. And really, because a lot of what I do and a lot of the platforms that I collaborate with is, you know, nature-based, whether it's nature-based education or play or whatever it is, because of that, it's such a big thing in my life. And I think a lot of lives that might be listening to you and your audience, is that, you know, to have this connection with nature, we also could have an understanding of it on a deeper level. So having that foundation of like, what are the elements? So we have air, fire, water, earth, and ether. And to be able to understand those is to understand everything in our world, because we as humans were made up of those things, you know, animals, plant life, everything is connected. And so to have that foundation is really what I was looking for when creating the series. And because a lot of my healing and my personal healing journey has been influenced by nature. And so I wanted to share that with my son, and there wasn't really any resources on elemental healing. So I was like, okay, I'll create it myself. And then here we are.
I love that. They're beautiful books. Okay. So pick one of the five and walk us through sort of what would someone find in there?
Okay. Wow. That's difficult. Okay. So I will pick, we'll do air, just because that's the first one of the series. And so what it looks like is we first talk about how to find it in our environment. Like where, what does it look like? What does it do? So with air, it's like, you know, you can feel it in your hair. You can see it when the trees move, the leaves move on the trees. And then it also talks about, you know, the human experience with the elements. So like, how does air impact the human experience? Like we're breathing it, right? So like part of it talks about when we are breathing, part of it talks about when we're shouting or speaking. We use air during those times of speaking, shouting, singing, laughing. And then it also then talks about how to interact with it safely. And so at each book, at the end of the book, it gives fun facts, and then also gives different activities that we can go along with each element. So for air, there's a DIY pinwheel instructions that go along with it.
Oh, so fun.
Yes. And also a DIY kite craft as well. So those are the two for air. And it's been such fun. And sometimes I'll get customers send videos or pictures of their kids doing the craft. And that's so amazing to, you know, witness and experience. So it's been such a great journey.
Oh, it's the best.
This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens literally every day. I gave AG1 a try because I wanted a quick and simple way to enhance my health and increase my energy. I take AG1 before breakfast. It's a great way to kickstart all the habits I want to include each day. I love beginning the day like I'm doing something good for my body, and it helps me feel ready to go for the remainder of the day. Since including AG1 in my everyday routine, I very quickly noticed that it helped my hair and skin feel great. Why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of powder and water once a day? Each scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that give me major benefits like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. AG1 was designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better without having to do a whole lot. AG1 has been part of millions of mornings since 2010. It's the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/1000. That's athleticgreens.com/1000. Check it out today.
So what was the process like? Did it take a really long time, or was it kind of in you and it just came pouring out?
Yeah. So the writing process itself kind of came pouring out. And I noticed for me, like, I would actually, I did a lot of my writing when we were on camping trips. So like when I was writing fire, I was actually by the fire, wow. which was, so, you know, it was an inspiration for me. And then again, like I kind of hit like the writer's block when I was writing for water. And I literally took just like a solo trip down to the lake and I just sat there and I was able to, you know, write it just being right next to the water. So that was really nice. And the self-publishing journey was pretty difficult at first, like the first two, just learning, navigating all the ways to do that. And, you know, hiring an illustrator, hiring an editor, all those pieces. And I had a writing coach at one point. So that was really nice to be able to walk me yeah. through the process. And now I help other people go through the process of self-publishing. Wow. So it's really nice.
Wow. Simone, you've got a lot going on and it's really awesome. If people are interested in buying that book series, where can they find it?
So they can find it on Amazon. You can type in Exploring the Elements and the books should pop up. If you want to search just one of them, even just one of them, they'll all be linked together. So if you type in like Air Simone, then you'll see that book. And then when you click on that one, all the other ones will also yeah. be attached to it.
What a cool, it's a cool gift idea. I love series of books too, because you kind of yes. get into what it's like. And then there's another one. And I think those are the best. So one of the things that you had written in was, what is one idea you learned from the podcast that changed your perspective on outdoor life as a mother?
Yeah. So that, for me, that really resonates, because I think a lot of times when we have community, even if it's people that we've never met before, if it's just online or on social media, it really is an encouraging atmosphere. And so like, I love the 1,000 hours outdoor, the mindset behind it, like just like 1 hour a day or just a little bit, you know, you don't have to yeah. think of it as like this huge task that you have to undertake. And so I just really love that. Just like making intentional little effort each day can go a mile. So,
which is, that's kind of what you're doing in your business side, is you're helping people make those small changes that over time really impact their life. So I think people are going to want to hear a little bit more about your world schooling, because that's such a cool okay. thing that you've done. So you talked about, you did some stuff here in the States and then you were in Costa Rica for 3 months. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to tell us just about a couple experiences you've had since you've been on the road with a toddler? I mean, that's exciting and hard all at the same time.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, the aspect for me with, you know, him being so young is that we're creating that foundation now so that, you know, it's easier to start mm-hmm. things and teaching them young. And so, you know, even just the aspect of like being on the road in our camper van and driving longer hours, it's like, how do we adapt as parents and how is he resilient as a child? And kind of just like this consent-based parenting is how we kind of, you know, our perspective for parenting. And so, you know, if he wants to stop and pause and we need to get out the car and stretch, do some jumping jacks, like that's fine as long as we're all in communication. And that really took us into our journey in Costa Rica, because initially we were intending to be there for at least a year, if not longer.
Okay, and interesting. So,
yeah. Yeah. And we thought we were going to be based in Costa Rica while we were doing our world schooling journey. And then we just totally got switched around and we actually got involved in the world schooling community. And that kind of painted a picture for us on what that could be like. And we saw that it would probably be easier to do from the United States, just for like, you know, buying land or buying property and then being able to, it's called the world schooling house swap. So if you guys aren't familiar listening to that, there's a whole like Facebook group for that. And people are posting daily, multiple times a day. I'm like, hey, our house. Yes. It'll be like our house in Scotland is available from this date to this date. Does anybody want a house swap? Like it's amazing. And so that's what really got
Simone, that is crazy. So people are saying, well, you're in this country and I'm in this country. And if we just switch for 2 or 3 weeks or longer, we can have experience living somewhere else in a home.
Yes.
Whoa, I had no idea they even existed. That's so cool.
Yes. And we didn't find that out until after we got to Costa Rica. So we were like, okay, maybe like to, you know, get into that experience quicker and easier would be to be based back in the United States where we have like all of our benefits for, you know, being prior military. So it was like, yeah, that would probably be easier. And then we can from there, you know, go around. And it's like, I'm so serious about how effortless it seems, because there's literally at least 5 posts a day where it's like, oh, I'm in Hawaii and our house will be available for 2 months. And like, you know, people are automatically commenting saying, oh, I'm here and I'm there. And like, it's just such a beautiful way to experience the world.
Oh, it really is. And you know what I love about your story, Simone, is that you took some steps and then you pivoted. And I think so often we don't take any steps. So we don't know where to pivot, or we take steps and we feel like, oh, well, this is what we decided to do, so we're not going to change. But you changed. And by taking those steps, you had a new vantage point and were able to figure out the next thing and the next part. So do you have current plans, or are you sort of staying put and trying to put your feelers out there?
Yeah. So our current plans, so Hardy and Free has, like, since we got to Georgia, it's actually just like just catapulted. And so there's a lot of things that I'm doing here in Georgia. Like I said, the markets that I'll be selling my books at, and then also getting my books into the library systems here in Georgia. But also, because we have the van, we want to also travel and do some like pop-up events around like the southeast of the United States. And then in general, now that we are here, we want to visit a lot of family that are in the Midwest. And so before we took off to Costa Rica, we didn't go visit them. So now we're like, okay, we're back. We'll come see you guys. And so a big part of that will be probably spring, summertime when it's not cold anymore. Right. Going to Chicago. That's where I grew up, in Chicago. Oh, and my husband grew up in Cleveland. So we'll be hitting the Midwest. And my dream, one of the things that I've always wanted to do, was go to Salem, Massachusetts during fall. So I'm hoping that, you know, we could do that this year, or 2023, and go see all the beautiful colors and see, like, you know, the witch trial experience. So yeah, just kind of traveling in our van here. And then as far as world schooling, our plans for that in 2023 is going to Spain. That's top on our list, because I have a lot of friends there. So I want to be able to go to Spain.
Wow, Simone, you got a lot planned for 2023. People have to be following along, because there's a lot to follow along. ways.of.the.wildlings. I mean, that's a lot for 2023. The Midwest and doing all of your things down south and Massachusetts and the pop-up shops and then Spain.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. That's the plan. But like you witnessed, like, we do change our minds often, and we allow ourselves, we give ourselves permission to do so. So we'll see what actually happens.
Well, it's just fun to have things to look forward to have that anticipation, even if things change a little bit or a lot of it. At least, like, there's excitement there that you have really engaging things coming up in your life. What's it like being in a van with a toddler?
It's great. It's great. It's, you know, like, the curiosity level of toddlers, like, you know, the buttons, the things that, like, you know, the drawers, everything. When he was just starting to walk, like, that was really fun, like, watching him navigate the van and kind of being unsteady. Oh. And, like, that was really fun. And
how old was he when you made the decision, or when you got the van? Little.
Let's see. He was really little. So he was 8 months old when we got our first pop-up camper, and that was like a tow behind, and then it pops up. And then we had only one camping experience. We're like, oh no, that was so difficult to do with a baby. So then we traded her in for the camper van. So we've had, he must have been like about 1 year and 3 months when we got the camper van. Yeah.
Wow. What a special part of your life. He'll never remember life without that. And the travels that you're having. So that's encouraging, because I think a lot of times families think, well, I'll wait until it's a little bit easier. And you just dove in and you're having all these experiences now. Do you have a favorite thing that you did in Costa Rica?
Ooh, yeah. So we went to Emmanuel Antonio National Park. That's probably one of, like, if you look up, you know, what to do in Costa Rica, that'll be one of the first things that come. And we actually waited a very long time to do that until my mom came to visit us, and we wanted her to experience it as well. And so
that was such really a special.
Yeah, it was so special. And the tour guide we had was so engaged with Destin in particular, and letting him look through the telescope and find things. Like, we saw two sloths, we saw a couple of howler monkeys, and a huge, like, troop. I think they're called troops, the group of what's it called? The white-faced monkeys. And so it was just so fun, like, watching, you know, my son experience this and, like, shrilling, like, oh my God, look, the monkeys. And it was just, you know, there was so many crabs, like, probably hundreds of crabs all over the beaches and the white sand. It was just such a great experience. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like it. All these new things for everyone. I think a lot of times we do things and they're new for the kids, obviously, because they haven't experienced all that much because they're young. But then to have things that are new for you, that's really special too. And to have those times where you see things that you wouldn't see maybe otherwise, except at a zoo or something like that.
That's true. And it was really special, because it was all of our first times in Costa Rica. Like, my husband was stationed overseas before we met, so he's done a lot of traveling in Europe. And then my mom's a retired flight attendant, so I did a lot of traveling growing up. Okay. But it was still all of our first experiences in Costa Rica, so it was nice.
Oh yeah, that's really unique to all have a first together. That's so special. Oh, well, Simone, you are just doing the coolest things. Can you remind people real quick, if they want to find you at these different places, where to go?
Yes. So if you want to follow our family adventures, you can follow us at Ways of the Wildlings on Instagram. And then for my holistic health and my book series information and all the educational resources I give there, you can follow me at Hardy and Free.
Yeah, that's easy. Those are easy to find. I think people are going to get a lot out of that. Simone, we always end our podcast with a favorite memory of yours from childhood that was outside.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. My favorite memory of childhood. So, okay, this is actually a great one. So I had a neighbor who was, they were getting their driveway redone and they had like a mound of dirt on their driveway for like 3 days. And I just remember climbing up that mound of dirt and sliding down it over and over again for hours with the neighborhood kids. And that's probably my favorite thing because it only happened one time.
I love that, Simone, because that's the thing about kids is the simplest things. We were at a friend's house. This was a couple years back and they had just moved, and at their property in the backyard, there was this massive pile of sticks. I mean, so big. I couldn't even believe how big it was. And then our kids were like, why don't we have a pile of sticks? And I want to have a big pile of sticks. Like, okay. Well, I just love it. You know, the dirt pile. I had read somewhere sometime that for the same amount of money as a video game, you can get some massive dirt pile dumped in your yard. And it was just, I think it's, oh, I well. Love that. Yes, well, yes. Simone, I am so thrilled to have met you. And I'm very inspired by all that you're doing and all of the bravery that you're showing by just going into the self-publishing world and traveling and starting business and all of these things. So I know that other people will be very inspired by how you're just grabbing hold of life. And I think people will think about making changes too and taking steps and knowing that you'll be at a new vantage point and you can shift from there if you need to. So thank you so much for taking the time, and I can't wait to follow along on your 2023 adventures.
Yay. Thank you for having me here. It's been such a delight. I appreciate you so much.